Okay, Rocket football fans, here's the play call. Next time you need a prescription filled, stop by KB Pharmacy on South Main Street in Marion. Let them know how much you appreciate KB Pharmacy sponsoring the Rocket Football Podcast. You can stop by, you can visit them online, you can call on the phone, or you can just text your prescription needs right over to the store and they'll have it ready when you get there. KB Pharmacy, let them know how much you care. Welcome to this week's podcast. Crittenden County coming off a 48-24 thumping of Hopkins Central. The game actually wasn't that close, Coach Starnes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was 48-8 at halftime. And Chris, it was one of those situations that, you know, we fumbled a first drive, first play of the game, and they take it down, and it's my fault that I let them score because, you know, I'm trying to scheme instead of just playing and having faith in our defense. And, you know, I talked to defensive coordinator Jeremy Wheeler into doing some things different and trying to scheme against what they do, and they just came out and ran the read option on us, and it opened the holes up. So, but then we settled down. We stopped doing that, and, you know, it was kind of like they just made us mad. And then from that point it was, you know, what, four or five fumbles in a row and stuff like that. So, and then our offense was clicking, and we were executing well and doing the things that we had to do in order to secure a ball game. So, you know, it was a running clock at halftime, and we knew that we had it in hand at that time, so we took and wanted our second group to get in and get some plays and get some playing time and try to improve at that point. So, you know, it was a game that we had to have, and I think we won it in a way, in a manner that we should have.
And this is a team that's never beaten the Rockets. In fact, you're now 7-0 against Hopkins Central. In the history of Crittenden County football, you've never been 7-0 against any team in the history, so you've got their number.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know what it is, and I can't say that. I remember, you know, early in my career, and we scrimmaged Hopkins Central or South Hopkins, and they were physical, they were tough, and you know, and they had some kids on the team this year I thought were tough, but you know, they just don't play as a whole in a unit, and they should be better than that. They're a 4A school,
yeah.
And you know, they should be better than that. And you know, I don't know what it is, but I know what we are, and our kids are excited and they're ready to play, and you know, they want to get this season on with and just keep on going to see how far it can take us.
When you hang up seven touchdowns in the first half, the opposition has a tendency to hang their heads a little
bit.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, when it's just right and left, I mean, that's what it seemed like.
Boom,
you know,
yeah.
Just you're in a fighting match with Sugar Ray Leonard that's fast and is going right and left. And it's good because Sean Thompson, our offensive coordinator, was complaining to me because the official, you know, Preston Brewer was the official who they just did a piece on at WPSD for 49 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told Sean, you got to relax because Preston doesn't do anything.
I thought he was 79 years.
He doesn't do anything fast, you know, so we can't make them faster. So, I mean, it's just, you know, we're a fast-paced, high-tempo offense, and that's what we want to do.
Well, we have to look at your defense on this game. Eight times you rattled the ball loose, five you come up with the fumble recovery. Was the hitting that hard out there?
You know, I'm not going to say the hitting was hard, but I can tell you what, I think Jeremy Wheeler does a great job on every time he gets an opportunity in practice, and now that we've changed our practice schedule, thanks to these assistant coaches that want to change, we have, you know, used to we'd have film on Monday, we'd have defense on Tuesday, offense on Wednesday, special team on Thursday. Well, we made a commitment that we're going to take this year, and we're going to change it. We're revamping everything that we do in order to generate some excitement and enthusiasm to say that it's not the same old stuff. And so what we do now is we will have some film session on Monday. If we don't have a JV game, then we'll go out and we'll work on offense and defense, what we need to work on. Then Tuesday is a defensive practice, but we have offensive team. And then Wednesday is an offensive practice, but we'll have defensive team. Thursday, I'm the special team. The assistant coaches allow me to have some responsibility and let me have special teams. So I get 15 minutes every day in practice to do special teams. So we don't have to use Thursday just as special teams. And so we use offense, defense, and special teams on Thursday. So basically we're getting offense and defense every day. Yeah. And every opportunity that Coach Wheeler has, a defensive practice, he does a strip drill with the kids, and we work on that every single day.
Yeah. And that makes it all the better.
It makes it
no
better.
Question.
It makes
no
it,
question.
And obviously it works. Yeah. You know, we caused how many fumbles?
Caused eight, and recovered five. You mentioned special teams. I want to make a note of that now. Our kicker, who's a very good kicker, Dylan Hicks, this is his second year, and he's become a very important part of the team. Hurt his knee. He's got a tear in one of the ligaments. Don't know if he'll be back and or when, but you had a new guy come in last week, and we had talked on the podcast how we only had one kicker. Well, and he was out, so now you have a replacement, Will Perkins.
Yeah, you know, and Will came to us this year for the first time. He's never played football before. He was trying receiver. He was a soccer player. He kicked. So you know, we said, okay, work on some kicking. Well, we really never got into working him at kicking because it came up on us that the season was already here, so we start our special teams at a certain time once the season gets here, and so he started kicking a little bit, and so you know, when Dylan Hicks got hurt, we had to have it was either make a commitment to go for two every time or try to find a kicker. And so, and actually, Cody Belt is also, he was working on extra points as well, and he ended up kicking off. Mm-hmm. We practiced it, and Will emerged to me as the one that has a decent leg, and is just going to be his timing, his mechanics, and technique, because he's never done it before. And so, Will ended up hitting 4 of 6. And because we went for two on that, so he hit his first two. Mm-hmm. And we were very proud of Will, and because of that, Will got special teams player of the week this week. And and he can only get better. And Mr. Holloman is going to come out today, and he's going to be the only one in full pads today, and he's going to work with him, and like he did Micah, and see if we can get him, you know, to understand what he has and his ability. It's trusting your techniques and mechanics, and he's got to first develop a technique because he has no clue.
But
I thought he did an excellent job under pressure. You know, he had to be nervous. You know, there was a lot of pressure. Okay. First time ever out there, and he drains the first two, so we're very proud of him.
Yeah, that was great. Your player of the week on defense, Devin Hopper. Devin had three solos, three assists, and very importantly, two fumble recoveries. Great game for Hopper, who is somewhat of a newcomer. He didn't play last year, but he's been around for a while.
Hopper's motor is just continually going. He had a tackle for a loss. He had two fumble recoveries. You know, he's just continually going, and, that's what we want. And that's the ability that we knew that he had, and now he's showing and he's gaining some confidence. And because of that effort there, it got him Defensive Player of the Week this week. And you know, we look at how many tackles that an individual has to also help determine Player of the Week. But, you know, we didn't have that many opportunities for tackles. When they fumble the ball as many times as they have in the possessions that they have, you just don't have that much opportunity for tackles. So, you know, we had several guys on defense that played well. And, you know, Travis Fitzgerald and Travis McKinney are linemen of the week. They both had great games. You know, you had tackle for a loss and a caused fumble from Travis McKinney, and Travis Fitzgerald I think had two caused fumbles and a fumble recovery. So, you know, those kids are playing well, and it makes a big difference when they are.
Mm-hmm. Russell Berg is a guy that's coming on. That's a name we're going to hear more about, I think, in the future.
You know, Russell Berg is a kid that I think has more talent than he understands he has, and he doesn't understand it yet, but hopefully he will, because he just has to work on some technique things. And, he's so quick, and he's aggressive, that that he's going to understand that and it's going to pay off later on. But I'm going to tell you, there's a couple other guys that we really need to make sure that we understand that needs to get into play because of the way that they're improving, and that's Brandon Lamy and Paxton Riley. And those two individuals need to get in and play, and we need to work those guys because they're showing that they can get out there and they can play. And then, you know, we had Devin Nesbitt that started at safety this week because of Dylan Hicks. So, you know, we're getting kids on the field. And another kid that we're going to get on the field more because he's shown us that he can play is Gavin Dickerson. And, mm-hmm. and we got to have him get ready and continue on and improve and to be able to play linebackers because we're going to we're going to look at doing things a little bit different this week, and hopefully it works because of what they do.
Offensively, another big game for Nick Castiller and Dylan Hollis. Those two are quite a tandem.
You know, I mean, it's great. I was sitting there thinking back, you know, did I pull our kids too much because too early? You know, you want those kids to have success. You want them to have the stats that they want. And it just keeps going back that I keep thinking that, you know, if I did that just for stats and got somebody hurt, that I wouldn't be able to forgive myself for that. And so that was the reason why we pulled. If it hadn't been a running clock in the halftime, then usually what happens is you come back and you play one series of offense, one series of defense, see how it goes, and then make that transition at that time. But, you know, with it being a running clock like that, then it became more of what we felt like we needed to have our younger kids play and gain the experience. But, you know, I think that Dylan Hollis and Castiller would have had a big second half, and I think that they would have. But you look at it, we had over 300 yards of offense and played a half of ball.
That's right.
And so that's what we had to focus on. Yeah. And it's not so much of what we had. Dylan Hollis was a you know, he had two touchdowns running.
Mm-hmm.
He had one touchdown catching the ball, and so he was a co-offensive player with Castiller, who Castiller ran the ball well. He didn't run as many times, and that was a game plan going in. And we wanted to focus on efficiency, and he ended up 66% completion rate, so mm-hmm. which improved on the week before. And that's what we want, and that's what we want to continue to improve
on. We're seeing the shovel pass, which helps his efficiency. It's a short range.
Well, they call it a fumble, though, and that concerned me.
Right, I know this. Right.
They said he had possession of it,
right.
And he didn't have possession of it. He didn't take any steps before right. it was knocked out, so
yeah.
It should have been an incomplete pass.
I do want to say this, too. You know, I thought it was very good that our JV-type reserve kids got in, played that whole second half, and their first team was in the whole time. Now, granted, they scored a couple of times, but I thought our guys did a pretty good job. And you get to look at those guys, too, and this is a real varsity situation. It's not like a Monday night JV
game. That's right, and that makes a big difference because that is, you know, it is the intensity level is supposed to be higher, and the competition level is supposed to be higher. And I thought that they hung their own. And I look at our kids out there, the young kids, you know, they're not very talented across the board, but they get after you. They like to play the game, and I think that's going to be the improvement that we have, and that's why we need to get some more kids in and be able to play, is because they're showing us that they can and they want to.
All right, well, great second win. We're 2-0. Now we'll go over to McLean County, the old windy road over to McLean County, Calhoun. Seems like it takes forever to get there. Watch for the deer, and we'll be back Thursday and take a look at McLean County and what the Cougars have to present for the Rockets this year. Congratulations, Coach Stein.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.